This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah says, regarding Keren, a horn that was turned into a musical instrument, halacha is a gula tmea. If it's curved, then it is susceptible to tumah because a curved horn can be used as a container. You can scoop some water with it. However, upshuta tahara. If it's straight horn, and so it cannot be used as a container, it's not susceptible to tumah. For this, a horn, it comes from an animal's horn, is in the category of clay etzem. It's a bone ware. And utensils made of bone are not mekabel tumah unless they have a receptacle. The Mishnah continues, im ha'isem mitzufis shalosh mateches. If the mouthpiece of this horn was made of metal, tmeya, then the mouthpiece, even when it's by itself, is mekabel tumah. Because the mouthpiece, which sort of makes the whole thing work, and makes the blowing actually produce a sound, is considered significant in its own right. And so since it's made of metal, even if it's not a container, as long as we can say that it is a kli of significance, it will be mekabel tumah. The Mishnah says, as far as hakav shala, the part of the horn at the wide end, where the sound actually emerges, let's say that portion of the horn was made of metal, would the metal section by itself, not attached to the rest of the horn, be mekabel tumah? So this is the subject of a dispute. Rabbi Tarfon mitam, Rabbi Tarfon said that it is mekabel tumah. Rabbi Tarfon held that this part too, even when by itself has halachic significance, is considered a kli unto itself, whereas v'chachomim mitaharin. The chachomim said, no, if this section at the wider end of the horn is made of metal, but by itself it's not mekabel tumah, because it serves more of a secondary role, even when attached to the horn. Therefore, if it's by itself, it cannot be considered a kli of any significance, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. But the Mishnah says, "Bishas chiburan," when all the pieces are attached, you have the mouthpiece, the middle section, and the last section by the wide end, and all of that's assembled together, and the mouthpiece is made of metal, so for sure, you know, that part is mekabel tumah. Then according to all opinions, kol tameh, all of the parts will be mekabel tumah, for the rule is, kol mechubar letameh tameh. Any parts that are attached to something which is mekabel tumah, those parts as well are mekabel tumah. So since you have that nucleus, you have the mouthpiece, which definitely is mekabel tumah, the other pieces that are attached to it, working together with it, are mekabel tumah as well. The Mishnah says, kiyotzi, a similar case, where you have a kli that's made of different parts that went together, the whole thing is mekabel tumah, and the question of whether the parts by themselves are mekabel tumah is a menorah. You have the candelabra made of metal, and it consists of the branches, and then you have the cups at the top of the branches, which holds the lamps, the oil, and the wicks, and you have the base, which holds everything up. So the question is whether the individual parts of the menorah, if it's not assembled, are mekabel tumah. The Mishnah says, "Kenei menorah tahara." The branches of the menorah are not mekabel tumah, for they only have significance when they're actually part of the menorah, serving the rest of the menorah. Whereas haperach ve'abasis, the perach, where you have, you know, the cups to hold the actual lamps, as well as the base of the menorah, halacha is even when by themselves tmeim, they're mekabel tumah, because they are containers. When you have an item that's a container, it automatically is considered of significance, considered a kli by itself, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. The Mishnah concludes that here as well, v'shas chiburan hakol tameh. When the menorah is all assembled, then all the parts, even the branches of the menorah, are mekabel tumah. For kol mechubar letameh tameh, anything that's attached to something that is mekabel tumah is itself susceptible to tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.